Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Isn't this a sports show?
I've been a Chiefs fan now, and I've for my entire short life, and I haven't seen any quarterbacks that are out here ready to go rock a jeans commercial. I want Patrick Mahomes to have the ability to go absolutely crush a commercial selling denim.
Almost entirely.
What are they going to do with his voice?
Pat Mahomes with the lead jeans here.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Well, now we talk to a man who can almost certainly say Pro Football Focus three times fast. Kit Swanson, actually, can you prove it?
Pro Football Focus. No.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the video, Kent. Let's just go ahead and hang out.
You're
here.
You're gonna make me watch this?
Yeah, 100%. It's amazing. It's you're gonna get some of the precursor here. She gets really mad, and then she takes her jacket off that's tied around her waist, and then drops trowel, leans up against the. You gotta watch, Kent! You gotta watch!
Oh.
She pooped on the floor, then he picked it up and threw it at him!
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Almost Entirely Sports is back! I'm sorry you were gone so long. In the words of John Gruden, I never meant to hurt anyone. We're back, and holy cow, do we have a lot of things that we are going to be able to talk about here tonight.
A little rusty. I've already had two snafus with the technical side. So normally, because I haven't done streaming in like a month, kind of just like forgot how this process goes.
Right.
And then I left the AES starting soon throughout the intro. So if you were watching on Twitch, you didn't really hear Josh yell, "I'm back." You heard Josh yell, "Kah." The very end of the "I'm back."
That's
he
okay.
said, "I'm back." If you, that's what you missed.
That's all right.
Okay, let's do this. Let's rewind this back.
I haven't.
3, 2, 1.
You know, I actually thought I might have a party popper for my return. It would have been weird because we're coming off of, like, I think the worst Chiefs loss in recent memory.
Of the Mahomes era.
Of the Mahomes era, I think, even more so than the Super Bowl for reasons that obviously not by, like, consequence, because that game, you know, had more tied to it.
The AFC Championship game, that sucked, but, like, the offense looked good. This was just the whole team looked bad.
Everything was bad, and it's going to be, and I think already, I might have said this in the postgame show on Sunday night / Monday morning, that you could point fingers at anyone and have, you know, some truth to it. So we'll talk about that a bunch. It is a Wednesday, which whenever we have our Wednesday shows, and it's going to be kind of wonky for a while. We got a lot of live sports here on Sports
Baseball.
Radio 810. We got Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, high school football on Fridays, and then Monday and Wednesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, we usually have shows, even during football season. But then the baseball playoffs come around, and sometimes there's baseball games there. We play those here on 810. So I'll be doing, you know, post-game. We'll put up the post-game still on the AES feed, you know, for the rest of the season. And then hopefully we'll have a few more shows sprinkled in. Just root for, I think, sweeps, basically, if you want more Almost Entirely Sports.
Yeah.
Just root for fast-moving baseball series. But good news is you're going to either have me or sports here on 810 for the next month.
I will say how the baseball schedule lines up, at least for, like, the ALCS, I don't think it matters if it goes seven games because they all start on like Friday and Saturday, so they're just going to bleed into Tuesday and Wednesday regardless.
Oh, okay, well,
but you know what? Still root for fast games.
We're back for tonight, and we'll be around whenever there's not live sports happening as a general sort of rule of thumb.
Basketball NHL started last night. Basketball starts like I think next week.
Oh my goodness, so many sports,
so much
sports. We're still catching up from the pandemic of just, I feel like we're in it. Like, baseball is still happening. We're going to have a moment of baseball, NFL football, college football, the NBA, and the NHL, and MLS, and NWSL, and WNBA, all still going on. I think WNBA is almost over. They're in the finals
finals,
because my Phoenix Mercury are playing in it.
What I thought was funny, because there is that, I forget which...
Basketball capital of the world.
I forget which team, but there are a Suns. Are they the Liberty Suns? The Suns
do exist. No, there is a, the New York Liberty is a team.
I do believe there's a WNBA team that goes by the Suns, but it's not Phoenix.
But I mean, probably makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
I just saw Suns, and I was like, ah, Phoenix. I was like, oh, no, they're the Mercury. You do have Brittany Griner. She's incredible.
And Diana Taurasi.
I was
a star-studded team.
Fun.
Who would have guessed that we were starting tonight's show with WNBA talk? I would have gotten that wrong.
Whenever Brittany Griner was a high school star, she's from Houston. I just happened to be in Houston, so I just remember one day we were just flipping through TV channels and local sports newscasts. All they were talking about was Brittany Griner, the next up and coming star.
I mean, absolutely. Right. I think we said the name Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi before we said Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or the word diabetes.
This same moment of when I kind of first found out who Brittany Griner was, is I also found out who Drake was. But what I found out was I knew who Drake was. I just did not know that I knew who Drake was, because I'd watched Drake on Degrassi, but I'd never actually heard of Drake. And then I was like, that's the dude from Degrassi. Sending a time share in Galveston, Texas.
And so now we've talked about Drake before we've talked about anything else.
Do you have a nice vacation?
So, just sort of judging by my Twitter mentions, my dad's and my mom's and Renee's Twitter mentions, some great, very lovely calls we've gotten during post-game shows, people who have reached out across various socials and everything, I imagine that most people have an idea of why we did not have an AES. The last true, almost entirely sports that we had will be a month ago as of tomorrow. So it's been a month without an almost entirely sports. And last week, that was because of all of the live sports. But the weeks before that, I'm going to just try to give you the timeline the best that I can here, and I'm afraid that there are going to be parts that I get wrong because of reasons that will make more sense shortly. There will also, I think I'm going to try to give the most detailed version of the story that I've given on this here in this segment tonight. And we're just going to, I'm going to try to get as much laid out as I can, and we'll see where we end up. Also, as our return show, it's a Wednesday. On Wednesdays, we usually have the one and only Kent Swanson. We've got him for the return tonight. We also have Matt Verderam coming on the show tonight. Felt like a good way to make a return. We'll cover a lot of Chiefs stuff, but I'm also just excited to get to talk to those two guys again. So that's the lineup for tonight.
We kind of forgot about that.
I forgot to mention off the top. Sorry, everybody. We're talking about
the
WNBA.
Fair, you were starting to, and then I don't even know how we got to that point, but
I don't remember either. A lot of sports happening. So after the Ravens game, we did the whole post-game show here and left at probably 1:30-ish. And I felt like I was very close to barfing in the parking lot after the show, but I didn't. And I'd not felt well for the last several days, but I was, powering through because I thought if it was food poisoning or whatever, it would go away. If it was a stomach bug, eventually it would go away. I don't know. I just was trying to, not cause any problems.
You did not think it was anything alarming. It was just a normal, hey, I don't feel good.
Right.
I have plenty of days where I don't feel good. You just power through the day and eventually you just feel fine.
Now, that Saturday and Sunday were not good days at all. But I got here Saturday morning. Rudy and I went out to Kansas Speedway to do a remote out there from the American Royal. And I felt really bad here this morning. By the time we got out there, we were doing the show and everything. I only did an hour-long show, which I was grateful for at the time. Correct. And I'm even more grateful for now. And then did the post-game and everything. I really enjoyed the post-game show. I just didn't feel very good right before and right after it ended during the show. There's just kind of too much going on to think about. But got home Sunday night / Monday morning, did begin the barf fest, did not come in for our meeting that Monday morning, and then we were going to have a show Tuesday that I couldn't do. And then, so it would have been that Tuesday night, And also, the one little convenience is that I was already going to be off the next Wednesday. The inconvenient part of it is because I bought tickets to the Glass Animals show that I was so very much looking forward to as my first concert in a year and a half or whatever it was going to be. Spoiler alert, we did not make it to the Glass Animals concert.
Why's that?
We'll get there. So that Tuesday night, I started getting like a very severe the abominable snowman broke into my house and punched me in the abdomen. And then I had pain there. And I hadn't been able to really eat anything for a couple of days. I was trying to just basically like drink water and try to eat a few crackers, but didn't even really like sound good. And, you know, Renee was checking for like a fever and everything, and I never got hot. Spoiler alert, I was getting colder, which is not what you want.
Not to interrupt you, sure. But I imagine people, this is maybe popping up now, Twitch was not working. I know we had issues with post-game.
With post-game also, yeah.
It's up and running now, so if you're just now joining or you're listening.
We're in story time.
You're literally listening anywhere, and you prefer to listen on or watch on Twitch, you can go to Twitch. It's working. It should be fine.
And if you missed anything, we podcast every single thing that we do. Just subscribe to Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts. So that Tuesday night, the place that I wanted Renee and I to like call in terms of trying to figure out a time for that, I'd go to the doctor on Wednesday if I needed to the next morning. It was closed, and so I was thinking, oh, if I can just get through tonight and just be miserable tonight, then tomorrow morning we can go somewhere and try to figure out what's going on. Well, it kept getting worse, and I have a vague memory of that night. At like 1:30 or 2 in the morning or something, after just being in a very bad place. Eventually, and this is a sort of a harbinger of things to come, it made some amount of sense to me to fully clothed, mostly clothed, I don't remember, go sit in the bathtub. There's no water in it. And you might think like, oh, so like you sat in the bathtub with like your feet in the tub in a way that would make sense to sit in a bathtub. No. I remember sort of sitting in the bathtub in a way that my feet were then hanging over the edge. Rudy, if we're getting good jokes, just make a list of all the jokes that people have, because I would love
it's
to.
It's not jokes people made. It's just the way you said it. And then because the thing is, like, I've had a similar experience.
What?
But I say similar just in the sense of not feeling well and being in the bathtub. But yeah. It's always a sense of like, hey, maybe I had a little too much drink there before. Maybe I'm not feeling well to begin with.
Sure.
And I want to take a shower.
Yeah.
And I sit in the shower.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, so like I've sat in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, essentially like you have, but with the shower on.
There was no water involved.
With the intention of, and it's like, that's what made me laugh, because it's like, I'm thinking of, again, of being in similar situations.
Yeah.
But again, water's involved, which the most important part of the sitting, right? That's what makes it normal.
Yeah.
And or abnormal.
And for me, good to not have any water involved, because who knows? But so I sat in the bathtub with my feet like hanging over the edge, and that is the last thing that I will tell you for probably the next 10 to 15 minutes of the story that I am telling you from a first person perspective. Because at that point of the story, I checked out. So everything for the next chunk of the story is secondhand, even though it's about me. The next morning, I apparently was in there for probably a good 4-ish hours, I guess asleep. I don't know. Maybe I was in excruciating pain. I don't remember. The next morning, Renee wakes up, and she's also credited Scout for waking her up, and I'm totally cool giving Scout as much credit for anything as possible, so I'm willing to do that. Renee
Very
wakes
good boy.
Up. Girl.
They're all good boys.
That's fair. B-O-I. We've established that B-O-I is gender neutral, so that's fair. Scout, the girl dog, is a very good boy. That's fair. So Renee wakes up and realizes, like, I'm not in bed, and also I was very sick last night, so she's, like, trying to check on me. Bathroom door is closed. The door is locked also, and I'm out, allegedly, according to Renee, as everything from this point forward will be. So she bangs on the bathroom door for a while, tries to get it open, can't. Eventually, I wake up, and am roused out of the bathtub enough to get up and unlock the door. I think that went on for a good chunk of time. But eventually she wakes me up, I get up, and I unlock the door, whatever. And I was not making any sense, apparently. I have a very vague memory somewhere in there. It might have been earlier the night before. It might have been around then of, like, knowing that what I was saying wasn't making any sense. Oh, also, in my delirium, I vividly... this is so dumb. I vividly remember, like, generating a podcast to listen to. Renee said I might have actually been talking at some point throughout this, but I remember, like, just sort of having two voices in my head talking to each other just about something, which is, I think, very interesting in terms of, like, my body and brain are shutting down. What am I doing? What will I... Whenever I am dying... I was going to say, what will I... Guess what was I? But at the end for real, I imagine that I will probably die with a fictional podcast happening in my head where there are, like, seven McElroy brothers.
So my question is what is different about that moment than any other moment?
It's that usually I have a headphone and listening to a real podcast that someone did.
I mean, I was more making a joke that you always have voices in your head.
That's also fair.
So I think the seven McElroy brothers is a good bit, though.
It's my brother, 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 and me. I think I was eight, actually. So I get up, and Renee's like, I'm apparently not making any sense, and I'm, like, wobbly and, you know, a very sick person, clearly, to Renee's keen eye. And she said, we got to go to the hospital. I'm going to call an ambulance. And apparently, I told her, do not call an ambulance. I'm sure that I was thinking about insurance and stuff. I just would imagine, because that's even totally out of my gourd. I'm worried about money all the time. That makes sense. But apparently, I get her to agree to not call an ambulance. And say, okay, but I'm going to take you to the hospital. Now, at any point with my brain working, I would have been like, yeah, we should go. The night before, I was like, we might need to go somewhere tomorrow. But she calls the, like, my insurance place and, like, where should I take him? And they're like, you need to take him to the hospital. And she's like, yeah, I figured. And they give her the name of what was at that time Truman Medical Center. They've now changed their name to University Health Leewood, I think, technically, which just full shouts out to all of them for reasons that will become even more evident.
Also, there is something about, like, our medical system where Renee does the right thing of making sure which hospitals are not going to bankrupt us.
Yes.
But also, is that not a problem?
Oh, yeah. No, it's effed up.
Right?
Terribly.
You have to do it, though, because if you go to the wrong place, it'll destroy you.
Yeah, that might be a conversation that eventually
right?
we have. Maybe not tonight.
I never thought of that. I didn't like, because like you told this to me before. I've heard the story. I've never really thought of that until this moment. I went, feels
it's
wrong.
It's really not a good setup that we've got. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it's University Health is the whole rebranded deal now. You go to universityhealthkc.org for their website. Not a sponsor, just a sponsor of sort of my life from here on out, you know, in a matter of speaking.
They get a lifetime supply
of free
of live reads and
yes.
plugs from Joshua Briscoe and Almost yes. Entirely Sports.
Yes. And if my insurance doesn't come through, you know, then actually I'm going to have to start charging for this. But so Renee calls them, and I am sure that I was, like, panicked about that part of it more than my own health and my delirious state. But so she Renee handles all of that and gets me there. I don't remember. Oh, sorry. Renee has that phone call and says, hey, we got to go. I'm taking you to the hospital. And I say, no, I don't want to go. At some point shortly thereafter, Renee says, hey, do you want to go get breakfast? And I say, absolutely. Yes, of course I do. Let's go get breakfast. I agree to that.
You know how they put, like, a pill inside, like a hot dog for dogs?
Yes.
Like, that's what this is. I can laugh now. We can all laugh now because
I'm alive.
Yes.
It's fine. We can all laugh about it. Putting a pill.
Putting
a pill in a dollop of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. That was what
This is an awkward thing to say because I don't like any part of the story. It's just my favorite part.
I think I said Lakewood.
Story.
It's Lakewood. It's University Health Lakewood Medical Center is their new name. I want to get their branding right because they got my brain right.
Shout outs
to University Health. So She says, you want to go get breakfast? That convinces me to get in the car. She gets me to the hospital. I remember absolutely not a single second of the car ride. I remember absolutely not a single second of getting into a wheelchair and being wheeled into the ICU. I remember none of that at all, not even a blip. And did Team USA just score a goal, Rudy?
They did.
Excellent.
Timothy Weah, 2-0, 2-1 now.
So, Weah to go.
Very nice.
So, I get in there somewhere, and then, and somewhere in this next act, I have a faint memory of some light yelling and general unpleasantness for my situation. Because I got there, and God bless nurses, all of them. And I only had, shout out to nurses, I only had excellent ones the entire time that I was there. But especially the nurses who were there whenever I got there, and also the security guards who got involved when I was there. If by any chance any of this story sounds familiar to you, it probably was me. I'm really sorry, and thank you.
Now, I do want to jump in, because I don't want to throw this completely on you.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You're not feeling well. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter basically, like, attack you for, why are you being so unruly towards security? Here's the thing, man.
Have people attacked me on Twitter
For the story, I'm
going to
say.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, for the story. Here's the thing. You're not feeling well. You're clearly not in your right mind. And when that doctor just wouldn't shut up about time of possession, like, I understand why you lost your mind. It's understandable. That's not the time or place. It's just not the time or place.
So
I thought of that joke like 3 weeks. The second you were home from the hospital, I basically have had that joke ready to go.
It's very funny.
The second I think I saw the essentially when you tweeted out like the stuff.
That I was not dead.
And then it was the whole like thank you for the security guards that had, or I apologize to the security people who held me down. Yeah. Like that joke immediately popped in my head. I was like, I'm just going to hold on to that for a while.
It's a good joke. So, I get there and am, you know, admitted and whatever, but I do have a very faint memory of, like, just sort of generally yelling that I needed help and that they were not helping, they were hurting me, which is apparently what I was yelling as I was, and this is just the most out of character thing that I can think of because I'm going to say this phrase and it's going to make me cringe saying it, pulling out my IVs. Like myself, I didn't like it when the nurse took out the PICC line at the end as I was about to be able to let go when I was very much back in my right mind. I was pulling out my IVs, and I might tweet out this picture at some point, I don't know, but I had a bruise about the size of, if you take your entire palm and kind of put it on the inside of your elbow, I had a nasty purple bruise there. That was from where I was literally restrained to my hospital bed with some, like, Velcro restraints that they had. I also cracked the arm of the hospital bed. I'm wondering if that's going to show up on my bill, and I'm wondering if insurance covers that. That part just dawned on me. Rudy, quick, dump that it's used as evidence.
Is there a I was delirious clause like anywhere in there that just
I don't know
just absolves you of any damage done?
I did want to clarify.
I mean, the hospital has to have insurance for people in a state like you
things,
are breaking
probably.
Stuff.
I'm not that worried about it, honestly. I got a pretty laissez-faire attitude about a lot of things over the last month or so. As Rudy mentioned, I wasn't feeling well. I'd like to be clear. I wasn't grumpy. I don't remember any of this, with the exception of almost like if you're looking through a straw for 1 second. I've got like a couple moments of that, which is crazy. Here's a funny part that I forgot to tell you, Rudy. You don't even know this part. I saved it. So I get in there and they're, you know, putting the hospital gown on me and everything. And I don't know if people listening right now saw maybe on my Instagram, at JB Briscoe, if you're so inclined, you want to see the picture of this. I got a new tattoo about, it was early September, which, by the way, like, my stomach didn't feel great then, and I'd already started drinking a whole lot of water, like, a couple weeks even before that, which are signs of a very high blood sugar. More on that in a second. But if you don't remember what my tattoo is, it's right on my chest, like, centered up, like, a little, a chest piece about fist size. It's a couple of birds, and then on a scroll beneath it is the word goner. And Renee said that one of the nurses saw that and said, well, that's not a very good sign. Which it's not. They were right. That is not a very good sign.
Are you getting the tattoo redone?
Like... No. So at this point, think about this. So a little bit of a spoiler alert, but I very much, my body was not in a good spot when I was getting the tattoo. So it's almost like a preemptive sort of, like commemorative tattoo of all of this. I just didn't know that it was commemorative ahead of time. It's insane. It's really
just going
it's
forward.
It's got layers now.
Your tattoos apparently can predict the future. Just be really careful about what you get tattooed.
I just need to get like millionaire tattooed over my belly button.
Just
or something.
Money everywhere. Just get dollar signs everywhere.
I love that. That's fantastic. So, that is insane. And very funny that at least one of the nurses had the... I mean, also, nurses all had a very good sense of humor, generally speaking. And I think you've got to. You got to have some gallows humor with the things that you see. Like, occasionally, what appears to be more or less a drunk gorilla brought into your hospital who thought he was going to get breakfast. Anyway. So that... There's a moment of levity. And they literally have to, like, strap me to the bed. Again, I'm just completely, I don't know. It's insane. It's kind of, like, it's kind of scary. Because that, being 100% out of control like that is bonkers.
And to have just no, it's essentially losing 30 hours of your life.
Yeah. That I can't even talk about knowledgeably.
Your body is acting. But you don't remember or have any real control over it, right?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's terrifying.
It really is. And
so it's totally understandable, like, why anybody would be, right? I totally get that.
And for a whole variety of reasons, I know a bunch about, like, various, like, dissociative, like, mental health disorders and stuff. And so, like, I have a point of reference for some of those things, but nothing like that has ever happened to me. And... I wouldn't recommend it if you can avoid it. It's not what you want to have happen. So that process goes on, and at some point they check my temperature, and I was non-cooperative, but they checked my temperature, and it was 94 point something, which is too low, and also I wasn't having a fever. And my blood sugar was 928. I will look at my watch right now because technology is unbelievable, and at some point I'm going to geek out about how I'm basically great value Iron Man at this point. My blood sugar right now is 98, which is a nice, very good blood sugar to have. 928 is too high.
But just a little bit.
By about...
Give or take,
by a lot,
820 something,
by a significant amount. They can do a thing where they check because your red blood cells regenerate about every 90 days, and so they can go in and check your blood whenever they take a blood test. They can check your A1C.
Real fast, Ice Pyro. It's not currently over 900, but it was over 900.
It was
just said
over 900.
All caps. It's
over 900. Yeah, a little
good right now. Not
Dragon
over.
Ball Z. Thing. Is that a Dragon Ball Z thing?
Oh, yeah, that is.
That's what it was referenced to.
I bet that's what he was doing.
Somebody,
I
think
also wanted to make sure that he... But yeah, I bet that is,
right,
yes.
Right now, it's a sweet little 98, according to this device
nice
that
number.
Sticks into my belly. The nicest number. Beards would be so confused. So, blood sugar is 928, which is too high, and... the ER doctor told Renee at that time, this part isn't really funny, so sorry everybody that the laughs are coming to a quick, brief pause. But the ER doctor told Renee at the time, I think he said that he had never seen anybody come in with a blood sugar over 900 not in a coma, and that if you go into a coma, there's brain damage and, you know, you can have quality of life issues from that. Personalities can change from that. Also, I had diabetic ketoacidosis, which, you know, the quick version on that one is what happens if you, you know, have diabetes and don't know it or don't do anything about it for a long time. And that's, your kidneys don't enjoy that experience very much. And I could have ended up with some, like, severe kidney damage, some severe brain damage. I'll give the spoiler alert on this one also. I didn't end up having either of those things
anymore.
Right. My brain functions at more or less the same level it functioned at before all of this, which for some of you might be a great thrill, and for some of you might be a grand disappointment. That's fine.
Grand thrill for me.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate that.
I'm happy your brain is functioning at a normal level.
At my normal level.
Yeah. I liked the way your brain operated beforehand.
Aw, thank you.
I'm happy your personality didn't change.
I appreciate
that. It would have been fun if for like 24 hours you thought running backs mattered, but I couldn't deal with that long term either.
It would have just been watching a husk of a man eventually. It would have been like, Josh, come on. What do you think the Chiefs should do in the first round? I don't know. The running game hasn't been very effective. Maybe is there a Bama running back with some speed? Josh, no.
I mean, there is, but I do like though, that in our world, your personality changing always goes to running backs matter.
Establish
the run.
It's
basically the only thing. It's like
win time
of possession. The only crazy thing that of your personality that could change that would like be jarring is apparently running backs matter. Or you really like a nice golf polo.
I was just going to say, I walk in one day just dressed like a Target employee. That would be a red flag.
I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
So, again, the good news is that all of that happened. Oh, here's a crazy thing that somebody told me, and I am not saying who a person is, not because I don't remember, because I've told lots of people this, but I don't know if they want me to kind of connect them to it or whatever. But I didn't realize this until they mentioned it to me. Sometime last week, but diabetic ketoacidosis was ultimately ruled the cause of death of Orlando Brown Sr., which is crazy for a whole bunch of sort of synchronized reasons. I remember reading about it, and at the time, it being some sort of diabetic complication, like undiagnosed diabetes complication or something, which I noted because my mom is type 1 diabetic. But I didn't know what diabetic ketoacidosis was, and now I very much do. And I believe that he was just found at his home, which somebody could have found me in the bathtub at some point, except for Renee was there. So, you know, you tweet at Renee and tell
Shout
her thanks.
Renee.
Tell her thanks, or tell her that she should have slept in that day, depending on how you feel about this show, I guess. We can make jokes, because it's okay now, for the most part.
Shouts to Renee.
Shout out to Renee again.
Biggest hero here.
I mean, you know, behind me.
True. You did. You are the one who went through this ordeal.
And she had to get me into the car. I had to fight off the security guards that wanted to hurt me at the hospital. So
I'm proud of you, Josh.
This is spoiler alert territory, I think. I don't remember how the movie actually ends, but I think this is somewhere along the lines of the plot of Shutter Island. Basically is what happened to me, I think. I haven't seen that movie in a very long time. There's something like that going on. I remember enjoying it, though. So, after I get, you know, strapped to my hospital bed and all of my various sort of things, they ended up giving me a sedative that knocked me out for a while. And I woke up the next day. I can't remember when I would have gotten there Wednesday morning. So I think I woke up Thursday morning.
Yeah, because it was Tuesday night. Wednesday morning was when Renee messaged me. Tuesday night was, I knew it was the night. I remember we had talked because I was in Wichita.
Yeah.
We had probably talked 7 or 8 p.m. around that night. And then, you know, my next, you know, message that I had received regarding you was Renee.
It's from Renee. And
about 9:30-ish maybe.
Okay. So, yeah. So I would have woken up the next day. And I remember one thing that I thought I might have been hallucinating was, like, Renee wrote on the board in the ICU, like, music that I like and stuff, some things for, like, the nurses to know or whatever. And I thought I remembered hearing like 21 Pilots music played, but I thought it also might have been in my head like the podcast thing was. I later found out that one of the nurse who was there overnight that night did also like 21 Pilots and just put her Spotify playlist on play and just left her phone in there, which was extremely cool of her.
Nurses, man.
But I thought I was hallucinating all of that until I eventually, that nurse came back in a couple days later because her shift or whatever it was, or whenever I remember seeing her next. And I got to actually confirm that that was not, in fact, a hallucination, which was nice because it felt, you know, I had a little something going on in the background there, but that's a weird experience.
One thing, too, and I guess, like, it makes sense that, like, TV shows and movies would have an idea because I'm sure they've talked to people, but, like, you see, like, in a TV show or movie of somebody in the hospital and there are scenes of essentially of coming to for literally, like, 3 seconds
yeah.
and then it going black because essentially they're passing back out and just those time lapses. It's like... And again, like you see, and again, TV show or movie, somebody's pulling out an IV. And
like, why are you doing
and
that?
And she's like, why would somebody do that? And then, you know, again, I wish you hadn't experienced all this, but it's just like you then learn through your experiences.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, no, like these things that like we see a lot of times, like, yeah, they're actually spot on.
They should have had a old timey safari like explorer in the hospital just to shoot me with a trank dart whenever I rolled in there in that wheelchair. Like, that would have been better for everyone.
Just to immediately put you out
just
there.
Thwap. It would have been, again, better for everybody. And so, I know we need to take a break. We'll do it in just 1 second. Because I'm kind of wrapping up sort of my, like, those 30 hours or whatever. I eventually wake up that next morning. My mom is there, which is weird because she lives in Florida. So that was really confusing because I had no comprehension of what I just explained to you because I didn't know any of that yet. And I think at the time my dad was on speakerphone on her phone and they were just like talking about like how many people had reached out and how concerned everyone was and everything.
Real fast, because that was one thing. When I saw your dad's tweet, like I just remember clicking on it. And one, the amount of just immediately seeing 50 tweets from people who I recognize,
mm-hmm.
right? Like these are people like who I also follow, like, you know, whether it's Matt Derrick, you know, BJ. Just like all those people, right? Matt Verderam, Kent Swanson. He said some mean things, but, you know, I understand.
right.
Kent was obviously great. Seth. But then you also saw after that, after the 50 or so that I recognized, I think at one time it was literally like 300-400 just people who I don't know who these people are, right? These
yeah.
are people who obviously follow you on Twitter.
Right.
Of just
or who
sending,
listen to the show and don't
yeah,
engage just, every day or
just sending out,
podcasts,
you know,
whatever.
Just their best wishes and everything.
Yeah.
It was just like, just the amount of people was, it was crazy.
Yeah, and that didn't, I had, again, like no point of reference for that really for a couple of reasons at the time that didn't hit me until later. One, though, is that it was confusing because the last thing I remember, I had, like, a stomach ache. And so the idea that, like, all of these people, like, my first, I think I might have even asked, like, why? Because it just didn't make any sense to me as to why these people would obviously, it was kind of embarrassing to be like, wait a second, don't I have food poisoning or something? Like, people don't really reach out all that hard for food. If my friend had food poisoning, I'd, like, text them, be like, yo, are you doing okay?
If you need, yeah, I can bring you over some you know,
bring some Gatorade
or whatever.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, Pedialyte.
But I had no idea what had happened for the last 30 hours or so. And then I still was like very, very foggy, very groggy for a while. And I think even the second day I was like very tired.
That's what Renee said, that you were coherent, but that you were just...
I remember my mom giving me a toothbrush, like
yeah.
I could brush my teeth.
She said you were absolutely just beat. Like, right? Like
yeah.
You were still a little in and out of it, right? Just but
yeah.
not but from exhaustion.
Right.
And not so much, like, obviously, like, anything. Anyway, you were still just physically and mentally exhausted.
So...
Which is understandable. Your
yeah.
body's been through so much trauma.
And, like, 7 or 8 security guards.
And a couple nurses.
And so, you know, I wake up and there's a, you know, my mom is there and it's a phone call from my dad and I've got 1,000 Twitter messages and who put a catheter in me, you know, all of the questions you think of when you're waking up in the hospital. And so I'll say thank you to everyone who reached out. I think I got back to almost, if not everyone, who like DM'd me. Because they're all just there, so I could go through them all. If I didn't like your tweet or respond directly to it or whatever, thank you especially, because it was overwhelming, but in the best of ways, to get all of that. And I know my family really appreciated it. Renee really appreciated it as sort of just like, I don't know, just sort of an outpouring of everything. And again, like, everyone's been like, oh man, this all sounds very scary. And it wasn't really for me, because I was out for the scary stuff. But, you know, my mom and Renee and all of the like doctors and nurses and everything who were all involved throughout all of that, they were there. I was on another planet, or not on one at all, just
more
floating through the void.
To Renee.
Yeah, really, Renee. I, you know,
shouts to Renee.
Just a gold medal. And also everybody at University Health, formerly Truman Medical Center. And, just all of that. Again, if I didn't get back to you, thank you, especially. Because I feel bad for that. There are lots of people that I did not get back to. Because by the time I was really, like, back online, I was sort of lurking and going through and trying to like some stuff during, like, Chiefs Chargers that Sunday. Because I got out of the hospital Saturday night. And I'll talk about some of the other stuff after we take a break. But the shortest summary is, so they figured out that I have type 1 diabetes, which is also what my mom has. And she's had it my entire life. So having her in town was amazing. And, you know, I feel relatively well educated and prepared for a lot of that. Lots of other type 1 people have reached out with their various tips and even just connecting, which I didn't necessarily think would like swing me one way or another. And I was wrong about, because not having it be a totally like isolated experience, also shout out to Renee, have we mentioned that yet, has been really nice and sort of encouraging and reassuring and everything.
It's so important to have that support group to like, because again, like you don't have the answers to every question, and just to have people in your life who you trust who have went through the same thing, right? Instead of wondering, hey, I wonder if what this person posted on the internet is true or not.
Right.
You have people you can go to.
And there's also other people just you know, living their life accordingly.
For sure.
Found out today Mark Andrews is a type 1 diabetic.
The
Ravens tight end. I didn't know that either. But I was
pretty successful life.
Yeah.
Physically.
I was on the website of the little continuous glucose monitor that I have now. And he is one of their spokespeople, along with one of the Jonas Brothers. I can't remember which one.
Nick. I don't think that's true, but
It
could be.
I'll figure it out during the break. It's Nick or Joe.
Just,
it's not
the
other one.
He's just the only Jonas Brother name that I remember, but now I remember
Joe as
well.
Is there like a Kevin?
Kevin Jonas.
That seems right, doesn't it? Nick Jonas has type 1 diabetes. So there you go.
He has the cake song, right?
I think that's the other one. That's not maybe Kevin. Kevin Jonas is a person. I think one of them has the Cake by the Ocean song. I can't remember.
Yeah, Kevin is one of the brothers.
Yes. Now verified by two sources, me and Rudy.
If you were wondering.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And whenever we come back, I'll see if there's anything else that I didn't cover. I'll try to take a look at some of the comments in various places, although I forgot to open it before the show, so maybe Rudy can tell me if there are any like great questions or whatever. And then at some point, we'll talk a whole bunch of Chiefs and Bills. Sorry that this entire hour is about me. You know that's not how this show usually goes.
It's a rare circumstance.
It's a very rare circumstance. We didn't have a show for a month, and you know, my pancreas only partially works now. So
we got a glass half full. It half of it at least does work.
I think like 80% of it technically
exactly
still works.
You're it's good.
Just the insulin part
that's a B minus pancreas right there. I was told B minuses will get you a college degree. Look at me now.
Is my pancreas the Rudy of pancreases?
Yeah, I'd like to think it's a little bit better than that for you. I sure hope it is.
I mean, you're doing your job right now, and I can't necessarily say that about my pancreas.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I now have a craving for this wonderful, totally real, not at all artificial synthetic juice product that I don't know that I've had in a decade, and I just kind of want to pound
little Sonny D.
Why you
and don't make that a liner.
Too late.
With Joshua Briscoe.
And I just kind of want to pound little Sonny D.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I wondered about the liners for this show today, because there's definitely one in there somewhere about me talking a while ago about how like I just didn't feel like I like sugar that much anymore. And it's super not true. I still do love sugar. I just have to stab myself with a needle first, which I gotta tell you, you want a little, like, don't eat carbs deterrent? Do the mental math of, I can eat these carbs, I just have to stab my belly with a needle first. Like, I'll do it for some tater tots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
But there is a mental hurdle in there somewhere of, like, I guess, if I gotta do it. There's some very good stuff in the Twitch chat. Does this mean we aren't getting the candy bar tier list? Definitely not a taste test. That soda taste test we did for Beards' last show was definitely not good for my blood sugar was enormous at that time. G Fuel is sugar-free. Chaotic Warrior asked about that. But I've really kind of backed off the caffeine a little bit. And so we're kind of, I mean, I've got a Diet Coke here. I know.
And we kind of talked about this, just giving the body a break from a little bit. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I am just, you know, I'm just kind of chilling a little bit. Some very good things. Caden on Twitch, they got 5 gifted subs, which is crazy. Thank you, Caden. And Ice Pyro resubscribed on there with Prime on the Twitch chat. There were some bits from Credible Hulk, I think it was after a post-game show, maybe. And a Human Torch resubscription on Twitch also. So thank you to everybody for all of the support over on the Twitch. I love it. I love the video feed listeners very, very much. So thank you for all of that.
We shared some of the comments off air, but yours is comment. Not yours, as you, Josh, but yours, 5747, I think it is.
Sure, it's really close. I'll try to find it.
Saying Josh telling a way too long story and getting distracted midway through. AES is back, baby.
That's true. I also liked very much Iced Pyro just at 728, just going, and that's a long drive deep to left field, and that's a home run for Castellanos.
Very on brand.
Do you think that somewhere Nick Castellanos was hitting a bomb whenever all that John Gruden stuff was happening? It's like during Monday Night Football, Nick Castellanos was just on like a little league field just taking BP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had to be, right?
Somewhere he was just crushing baseball.
So I've got my blood sugar was over 900. I had diabetic ketoacidosis. I've got a continuous glucose monitor now, which is incredible because I can literally, I have analytics now for myself. I can look at them on my computer. I can look at them on my phone.
I'm more of an eye test guy, personally.
You just look at you and me and you're like, I think your blood sugar is a little low. And then I check it and it's like 190. And you're like, you know, I just think that you got it. I think you got to establish the sugar, you know, and you got to establish the carbs.
What could go wrong with just using my eye test for your health?
Nothing. I will tell you, it is awesome to... this is a point that Lebo made when we did my little brief chat with him that went up on the podcast feed right after I got home from... a couple days after I got home from the hospital. Lebo wasn't, like, knocking down my door, like, that Saturday.
Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday, I think. And Lebo made the point of, just like everything in medicine, it's way better to have it now than in the 1940s. And even, like, my mom, again, having it for almost 30 years, I think, but again, my entire life, I remember her having, you know, the little vials of insulin and the needles with the orange caps, and you got to do that. I have, you know, these insulin pens where I just turn a little dial and it's all right there, and I got to change out the needles and stuff, but you know, it's easy enough. The continuous monitor is awesome, and I'm gonna, you know, hopefully get on a pump at some point. My doctor's appointment for that. So. It's literally in 2022. You think you can make one?
Yeah, I can definitely make one.
All right, I'll let you work on it.
It'll save you money, too.
I appreciate that.
What's your insurance? it might not actually cover.
That's fair. I can give you $7 and all of my G Fuel.
That works.
Okay, deal.
I've done it for half.
People have asked about, like, lifestyle changes and stuff. I just got to count carbs and then have a... I'm still trying to, you know, experiment a little bit on my ratios of carbs to insulin and all of that stuff. And like last night, I did not manage it very well, apparently. I didn't think that I did a bad job in real time. It just wasn't very happy with me, which is going to happen.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
And
there's
going to
be some trial and error with it.
Yeah. So I'm very much in that stage. Having the continuous monitor is unbelievably helpful, though. They check my blood sugar every 5 minutes. As opposed to me checking it like... 8 times a day by bleeding on a piece of paper. Are you kidding me?
Quite literally be a lifesaver for you. So like
absolutely.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, this is a little bit cliche, a little corny, I guess. But, you know, I'm just happy to be here. The diabetes thing, is it fun? No, I'm not having an awesome time generally with it. But of everything that could have gone wrong from my last month or so, could have been a whole lot worse. Also, we get to talk to Matt Verderam next. That's also making me feel a little bit better. So we'll talk to him about the Chiefs, and probably he'll make fun of me next.